What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I guess this would be in the category of it's a small world. Now, as you know, not too long ago, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, was charged with two counts of misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution at a place called Orchids of Asia Day Spa and Massage. Well, it turns out that the lady who founded this place, Li Yang, is a Trump donor and a frequent visitor at Mar-a-Lago. And apparently, for some reason, and this is an embarrassment for Trump, she shared a photo of herself and a friend sitting directly behind Trump as they watched the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl. So that's going to be a little bit embarrassing. Okay, so let's get on back up here. Judicial Watch has uncovered records showing numerous communications between Bruce Orr and Fusion GPS and dossier author Christopher Steele. And once again, Judicial Watch is doing the heavy lifting. They're real investigators over there. And Judicial Watch has obtained 339 pages of very heavily redacted records from the Department of Justice that show former top Justice Department official Bruce Orr regularly communicating with former British spy and dossier author Christopher Steele after the FBI terminated Steele for breaking FBI informant protocol by speaking to the media. And the documents reveal that Bruce Orr repeatedly thanked Christopher Steele for updates and assured him he would pass along the info to his colleagues. So that's part of the spider web behind that dossier here. Okay. Eric Holder, former Attorney General, is back in the news, and he is saying that Democrats should consider packing the Supreme Court of the United States. And by packing that, what he means is that they should seriously consider trying to add two or more seats to the court if they have a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate after 2020. Now, off the top of my head, I don't know where the number of justices is determined. I don't know if it's in the Constitution or if it's something that has just been decided at some point in the past. If it's in the Constitution, they can't do it. But the idea would be that they would just add a whole bunch of seats, fill them with liberal justices, and completely undo whatever conservative justices Donald Trump may have the opportunity to put in the next 2 years. Donald Trump is now out there saying that if colleges want federal money, and they get a lot of money, they must protect free speech. And he said, if they want our dollars and we give it to them by the billions, they've got to allow people like Hayden and many other great young people and young and old people to speak. Now, Hayden is the guy, the conservative activist, who got punched by Zachary Greenberg. Now, I wonder if Trump would have made that statement if, in fact, the issue under discussion had been Israel and Palestine, because we know Trump is just totally Israel. All right, we've got callers on the line. Let's start with Al in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope Claire's doing okay. Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. She just made a noise. I'm hypersensitive. You know, she's a little unsteady on her feet, and I'm always like trying to make sure she's not going to fall down and break something.
Well, you know, I hope these guys are well. That lady, lady congressman, how do you pronounce her name? Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. When is she going to point to the elephant in the room and say, you know, all these other people are Semitic?
well, not all of them are Semitic, you know.
I think
Omar is basically standing her ground, and I think her best course of action is to basically point out that her statements were factually correct. They were not smears. They were not propaganda. They were not lies. It was all factually correct. And that's what Israel and those members of Congress didn't want to get on out there. Now, the House just passed their anti-hate resolution, and they got it passed by adding in other groups, not just, you know, anti-Semitism, but Islamophobia. A whole bunch of protected minorities are in there. And they did not mention Ilhan Omar by name, which angered a lot of people. This had started out, we're going to pass a resolution just slamming Omar for saying what she said about AIPAC and members of Congress.
Yeah. And you know, here's the funny thing. And I don't like harping on this because some people get offended, but if you look up what Semitic means, the definition of Webster, Merriam-Webster, the very first one is of relating to or, you know, constituting a subfamily of Afro-Asiatic language. That includes Hebrew, Aramaic, Arabic, you know, blah, blah, blah. Number two, of relating to or characteristic of the Semites. And the Semites, of course, you know, you can you have to look up what that is. And number three, in capital letters, Jewish. And, of course, you can look up what that means. You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. So, you know, just like Google wiped Palestine off the map, somehow a group of people have managed to make a certain word that is supposed to, you know, inflict rage on people if you're anti-this or anti-that, and this one would be anti-Semitic. They've managed to claim it as their own.
Yes.
When in fact, a lot of the people that are quote-unquote Jewish, which is a religion, come from Europe and are actually Ashkenazi.
Yes.
Like, when is this come out?
Israel has done that a lot. They'll take a word and they'll slowly work to change its meaning in order to make it into a useful weapon. They've weaponized the word anti-Semite. They weaponized the word Holocaust. And what's really amazing, if you look through history, there have been a lot of genocides. And, you know, what's we are told happened in those slave labor camps in Germany isn't the worst. There have been far worse. But anytime some country says, well, when are we going to talk about, you know, the genocide against our people? And Israel says, no. They want the stage all to themselves.
I would like to know when we're going to start talking about peace. And when I say we, I don't mean the royal we. I mean the human population. Obviously, there's no money in peace for these people that build these weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
But when is that going to come out? When exactly does the rest of humanity, which is like 90% of us, going to have, you know, our say and what we want to do instead of these rich folk sitting around the world like it's a big honking risk game? And
well,
it's a game of risk, it's great.
It is a problem. I mean, you know, corruption is a problem all over the world here. I mean, the founding fathers of this nation tried to set up a government system to avoid that precisely, with power and authority and government divided among three branches, most of the authority reserved to the separate states, which at the start of this country, they were considered separate nations and bound together in a loose confederation. And over time, of course, that got changed. And it was always under
money.
The influence of money, the bankers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the people that are actually running your country, because once again, the military-industrial complex. You mentioned it earlier. The Pentagon says this. The Pentagon says that. Who is the Pentagon? Who controls the Pentagon? They're a black
basically
hole.
The Joint Chiefs.
They're a cesspool of money that just went missing.
Yeah, it's, you know, and the Pentagon is a big money machine, both for the military-industrial complex and for the people who work there, because they'll sit there and they'll feed contracts to certain companies. Then when they retire, they get a full pension, plus they get a real cushy job with these very same companies they were giving contracts to. If you want to see an illustration about how that all works and how money drives the whole process, there is that book and movie, The Pentagon Wars. And it is all about the money. I mean, going on back to earlier in the show, I was talking about all these weapon systems. They get designed, they get proposed, you know, they get Congress to go along with it by promising that, you know, bits of it will be built in all 50 states. And that creates jobs for voters. And that's how these things get perpetuated.
That's your economic stimulus package right there.
Yes. I remember the fight
over
the
UN bomber. We don't care about the infrastructure. Let's make things that blow up.
Yeah.
Right?
And Eisenhower did try and warn us. Anyway, listen, I got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up. Okay, we got to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And shifting over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you brought up Robert Kraft. And that woman that was running those massage parlors. And from the day one when this whole thing got announced, I knew something was fishy with this Jupiter, Florida massage parlor sting. I mean, it's definitely, they're going after Kraft because he's a friend of Trump. And having conveniently pictures of this lady, that tells me this is a big setup for sure. But one of the more interesting things is when it first came out about Robert Kraft, they were talking about these massage parlors and how they're like white slavery rings and how they have women in bondage there, you know, like giving massages. And it turns out like the two women that gave him the massage were like in their 50s. They were like licensed massage, you know, they had a license. They were American citizens, not citizens, you know, they were American citizens. The other thing is they had it under like surveillance for a long time. And if they really were having, like, you know, young women in there that were being trafficked, why would the police sit on an investigation for 6 months? You know, I mean, wouldn't they go knock the doors down if somebody's being held in sexual slavery? You know, so the whole story really kind of has a lot of holes in it. I read about what Mr. Kraft was accused of doing, and there was never a bargaining for sex. It was just, you know, he gave her a tip afterwards. There was no, like, you know, stop.
Well, okay. Now let's get accurate here, okay? Now, Kraft is going to fight the charges, and I don't know. I believe they actually did have video from inside the massage room, which is going to be tough for him to beat. And but setting aside the question about whether prostitution should be legal or not, I agree with you. The story was sensationalized by the corporate media, and they spun it up into this lurid tale of the girls having to sleep on their own massage tables at night. Again, they could have walked out the front door. I mean, there doesn't appear to have been like anybody guarding them. They weren't wearing chains and cuffs or anything. They could have walked out the door and sought all kinds of help. So that part, I think, was the corporate media just trying to put more sizzle on the story. Of course, Kraft himself was the sizzle. And supposedly, they got some other big names caught in the sting as well who have yet to come out.
Well, I just, from what I read about it, it was no, like, bargaining for money for sex. He just got a massage and then he got a hand job. She never asked for money, and then she gave her a tip. So maybe she just liked them. I mean, you know, if there's
I don't know. I mean, if these girls were really licensed massage technicians, they have to know that it is illegal to give a hand job. And apparently, the second time he showed up, it was oral gratification. In any event, I think the story has been spun quite a bit, but I think Kraft got caught literally with his pants down. Anyway, so thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tony, are you there? Hey, looks like we lost Tony, so let's switch over to Gary in Arkansas. Aloha, Gary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? All right, we seem to be having a problem with our phone systems. Can we try to... Okay, we lost the last two. Okay. All right, the phone lines are open. Just had a little technical glitch there. White House Communications Director Bill Jayne has resigned his position, and apparently he's going to be a senior advisor on Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. This according to a White House statement. And so I guess from his point of view, that's probably a promotion. And if Trump does somehow win re-election, then I imagine Jayne expects he'll be back in the White House again here. Ocasio-Cortez is looking at the possibility of prison over this election finance fraud complaint that was filed with the Federal Election Commission. And apparently it accuses Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top campaign aide of shuffling more than $1 million in political donations to his own personal private companies during the 2018 election. And according to the Washington Examiner, that aide, Saikat Sharabarty, could be facing stiff legal penalties for using the money in this way. And Ocasio-Cortez herself could be deemed liable for the misappropriation of donated funds. Now, here is the meat of the issue. Chakrabarty set up the companies for the specific purpose of funneling donations through an empty shell while avoiding the deeper scrutiny of the Federal Election Commission. This allowed the political activists to use the money in ways that could not be publicly vetted. In other words, it was a slush fund. And that means it's time to take a closer look at just how it is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of the 12 candidates fielded by the organizations that backed her, she was the only one that won. And now we're finding out she had a Nixon-esque slush fund. Apparently, she's also in trouble over the fact that she gave her boyfriend a congressional email account. So she may not be the boss for much longer here. All righty. The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee basically unloaded on the panel's chairman, Jerry Nadler, accusing the Democrat of conducting an unconstitutional inquisition into President Trump and his associates reminiscent of Eastern regimes during the Cold War. And he's absolutely right. Now, Nadler would oversee any impeachment proceedings against Trump and just came out this week announcing dozens of document requests, including to the National Rifle Association, WikiLeaks, key figures in the Trump Organization. In other words, it's a fishing expedition. He's just casting a net and hoping he's going to drag something up here. Newt Gingrich is out there saying that Democrats are just engaging in vicious character assassinations against Donald Trump. So our government's tearing itself apart. Getting on back to Ilhan Omar, in a way, the version of the anti-hate bill that passed the House is a victory for her. First of all, it addressed anti-Muslim bigotry. And second of all, as I mentioned to that caller, she is not named in it. It doesn't target her specifically. That has got Liz Cheney just up in arms. Liz Cheney is furious. She says the House is protecting Ilhan Omar. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine.
great for heart palpitations. Vianne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we have callers on the line, and we're going to start with Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Give my best to Claire. I have a couple of questions on the same topic. What's the story with NASA? Do they have a future? And my next question is, are they planning any manned space flights back to the moon or to Mars?
Well, yeah, NASA has a future, and we need a civilian technology incubator, and I'm glad that NASA is getting back into being that technology incubator. They seem to be meshing very well with the new privatization of space, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show here. As far as the long-term plans, I haven't communicated with NASA in years. I had a few email friends, and, you know, they would send me small bits of information every once in a while. But I know that there is a long-term plan to go to Mars. There is a plan, supposedly, to put an orbiting space station orbiting around the moon. Supply is going to be a bit of a problem. But, of course, these plans can always be canceled and new plans take their place. But I think NASA is basically overall itching to retake the lead in space.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. And we're going to switch over to Gary in Arkansas. Aloha, Gary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to revisit the Supreme Court. A little factoid went through my mind when that came up, is that if you go back and go into the section of the constitutions, plural, and check out how the legal system is laid out in the original Constitution, and maybe in a later revision of the Constitution, a la Civil War, there is no provision for a Supreme Court. I think that's a sneaky add-on thing that they did in some bill or something. But you got to be very careful when you start checking this stuff out. You got to compare both constitutions word for word. For instance, they have totally changed the legal definition of our governing documents by changing the word either two or four, or four or two is one change they made in the title of the document. And also the United States, I think the U in United was lowercase, so they made a completely different legal document. The original document, original constitutional document, has never been repealed by law, as far as I know. It's still a valid legal document. And so you got to be very, very careful in that. For instance, if you get stopped by a state trooper for a speeding ticket, you don't appear in the local city court or whatever you call about it. The proper procedure is to have you appear before the administration he works for. Mm-hmm. And in that, you have a hearing, and if you're not happy with the results of that, then you go to court. But it's a administrative court of law, and in that administrative court of law, you become the, not defendant, but the opposite. And
the plaintiff.
So they've got a lot of that stuff turned around.
Okay, Gary. Okay, we're almost to another commercial break here, and I got the information.
I'm done anyway. I'm done anyway.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Okay, apparently the Constitution left it to Congress to decide how many justices should make up the court. The Constitution did establish that there would be a Supreme Court. The Judiciary Act of 1789 set the number at 6, a Chief Justice and 5 Associate Justices. In 1807, Congress increased the number of justices to 7. In 1837, the number was bumped up to 9. And in 1863, it actually rose to 10. And in 1866, Congress passed the Judicial Circuits Act, which shrank it back down to 7 and prevented President Andrew Jackson from appointing anyone new to the court. 3 years later, in 1869, they raised the number of justices to 9, where it has stood ever since. So unfortunately, it does look like there actually is a precedent for Congress to be able to pass a bill saying we're going to add more seats to the Supreme Court. They won't be able to pass it now. They would have to have, control of both houses of Congress and a Democratic president, which unfortunately, the way the illegals are pouring on in, may actually happen in 2020. All righty, we have to take another break for commercials. We have a caller, again, another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the lines for a little while because I'm way behind on my talking points. And Claire is joining us at the top of the hour. So let's go to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You're short for time. I'll be kind of quick. I just wanted to say I think there's just absolutely no question in my mind, and a lot of other people that I talk to, whether on the internet or socially in my own group, this Trump is totally compromised. I think Epstein has him by the, you know, short hairs. I mean, you know, this whole thing with Dershowitz, the whole, Lolita Island thing. The neocons or xylocons, like I like to, you know, we call them the Zionist, far-right, crazy war people. They've got the goods on Trump, Mike. I mean, there's no other way. They don't let anybody in there that, you know, that they don't control 100%. I mean, this is so ridiculous. Anybody that does in the slightest bit of research can tie. There's just very, very few things that don't tie them together. It just all makes sense why this guy, I voted for him. I feel like a total idiot. I'm ready. I want to burn my shirt, you know, right next to the Israeli flag, you know. It just makes me sick. And I just, it's just so obvious. The Goyim are waking up, and I think this thing they did with the Omar thing, I think, they, like you said, they jumped the shark. It's just making people focus. Wait a minute, I'm not allowed to say anything? What? And then you got Trump backing him up, trying to you know, get her kicked off the committees and trying to shame her. And, you know, like I always say, you know, and you too, you know, it hasn't got nothing to do with whether she's a Muslim or a, you know, whatever, a Christian Scientist. I don't care. It's the message. They want to kill the messenger.
And yes.
Just like, this is so obvious. I think they really shot themselves in the foot, Mike. Don't you think?
I think they have, because the American people are watching this spectacle and saying, doesn't Congress have better things to do, you know, than go after this lady? And it's bringing more and more attention, first of all, to AIPAC and its influence over Congress, which is being openly demonstrated right now. As long as, you know, where does legitimate criticism of the actions of the government of Israel fit into all of this? Because that was really the issue. I mean, what Ilhan Omar said was not anti-Semitic. It is an established fact that AIPAC donates huge amounts of money to members of Congress and through those donations persuades those members of Congress to support Israel. And the American people are waking up to that. And I think that may be the reason for the overreaction. Anyway, Mo,
you're exactly
thanks.
Right, Michael. So much.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. And we're going to let you go and we're going to close the phone lines because I'm way, way behind on my talking points here. Okay. Chelsea Manning is back in the news. And she was called before a grand jury Wednesday and apparently was being asked about her 2010 disclosure of government and military documents about the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to WikiLeaks. And basically, she refused to answer questions and kept repeating, I object to the question and refuse to answer on the grounds that the question is in violation of my First, Fourth, and Sixth Amendment and other statutory rights. And unfortunately, she has been taken into custody for contempt of court. And apparently, people are saying that this grand jury is part of whatever this secret case is they're trying to build against Julian Assange. All right. Well, it's the end of the fiscal year, and federal agencies are eager to spend the last of their budgets so that they don't get their budgets cut the next year. And I saw this when I was back with NASA. When we were getting to the end of the fiscal year, they would say, we got to buy stuff, we got to use up our computer time, or we'll have less next year. And just to give you an idea of how old I am, and when I worked for NASA, back then, the computer time was actually billable. You paid so much for each CPU second that whatever program you were running cost. And so toward the end of the fiscal year, people would be running all kinds of, well, fun stuff. Let's put it honestly that way. And apparently there's a transparency non-governmental organization, Open the Books, and it found in the last month of fiscal year 2018, which was actually September, the feds forked out an unfathomable $97 billion on essentials such as sirloin steak, snow crab, lobster tail, golf carts, iPads, and more than a few bombs. Okay, looking at the economic news, over in New York, they're now proposing to tax wealthy non-residents who own luxury apartments. Now, the ordinary average New Yorker is facing a housing crisis. Housing prices are very, very high. But the world's ultra-rich love to have an apartment in New York City. It's a status symbol. And so Andrew Cuomo, who not all that long ago was saying that he doesn't believe in hiking taxes on the rich, is now saying that, it's time to tax these wealthy non-residents who own these luxury apartments here. Wasn't a very good day on the stock market. It ended slightly down, not jump out the window down, but slightly down here. They didn't get their traditional Friday happy ending. But there's an interesting little story. This came out of Investment Watch blog, about how investors have been selling stocks for months, pulling out of the market. So how did it go up 20%? Well, because it's being gamed. It's being rigged. It's the plunge protection team. And they may have created a big stock market bubble of overvalued stocks here. Over in the European Union, Brussels has decided to kill its own money laundering blacklist after Washington, D.C. criticized it. And the governments of the EU member states have unanimously rejected a blacklist of countries that have failed to tackle money laundering and terrorism financing. The paper cited four U.S. territories and was slammed by Washington, D.C. Oh, well, we can't afford Washington, D.C. here. Looking at the unemployment numbers, and by the way, there was the story that came out earlier today saying that hiring is slowing, but that's only because employees can't find workers. You know, there are no workers out there, which is total nonsense. Hiring is slowing. That's the factual part of the story. But apparently, since 2013, it's small businesses that are cutting the most jobs. I mean, we're always hearing about when somebody like GM or a major retail chain lets go a lot of people because it's a big number and that makes it newsworthy. But looking at all the job losses cumulatively for all the small businesses, it's pretty bad out there as well here. Amazon has abruptly stopped buying products from many of its wholesalers, which has sent some of them into panic. And apparently Amazon wants to change its methodology so that its vendors will sell directly to consumers on the marketplace. Amazon makes more money that way by offloading the cost of purchasing, storing, and shipping products. Amazon is turning into eBay. Alrighty. The retail apocalypse is moving forward here. It is estimated that almost 5,000 retail store locations will close this year with all of those job losses. Over at Tesla, where they're still struggling to deal with all kinds of different problems, they're getting ready to come out with a new model, the Model Y. And Tesla executives still have not decided where they're going to manufacture this Model Y, which is a crossover SUV, which sounds like an interesting vehicle. And they're going to formally unveil the vehicle for the first time on March 14th at the company's design center in Hawthorne, California. So the indications are Tesla hasn't really gone too far along with planning for the manufacturing of this thing. China gold reserves rise to 60.26 million ounces, which is worth just under $80 billion. And I wonder where all that gold is coming from, because we know that China's buying a lot of gold, Russia's buying a lot of gold. The volume of gold that they are buying, along with, of course, gold sales to private citizens, it exceeds the current output of the gold mines. And that may be one of the reasons why we're seeing fun and games with the New York Federal Reserve, JP Morgan, and other bullion storage facilities. No, you can't have your gold. Trust us, it's there. I remember when that scandal first broke. There was actually an editorial at CNBC that literally came out and said, even if the gold isn't there anymore, it doesn't matter because we've got it written down on paper, and that's just as good. No, it isn't. Paper gold isn't any good. It's anything written on paper. I mean, that to me right there was both an admission that somebody was playing games with the gold and that CNBC was aware of it. All right, so let's talk about the border crisis and in its lead editorial Wednesday, the New York Times called upon Congress to amend the National Emergency Act to erect a wall against any president, not just Mr. Trump, who insists on creating emergencies where none exist. That's the new talking point by the open borders people. No, there's no emergency. There's no crisis. It's just a small trickle of people coming on in. Well, we've all seen the videos. And Fox News just ran yet another story from the border people saying, no, it's out of control. So, unfortunately, the top story the day that editorial ran was record numbers crossing to U.S. deluging agents, was the page one headline. A little bit of an editorial oopsie there. Now, this is getting scary, and it shouldn't be a surprise. I've been telling you this is what the Democrats are trying to do. Story out of Zero Hedge. Democrats vote to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. And basically, this was a measure to defend any communities, any states that allow illegal immigrants to vote in their elections. And this is in response to a Republican attempt to basically say non-citizens are not supposed to vote in this country. And Texas Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw basically said, "It sounds like I'm making it up. What kind of a government would cancel the vote of its own citizens and replace it with non-citizens?" It's the Democrats. They're counting on those illegal immigrant votes to win in 2020. And Trump had better do something about it. He should have done something when he had control of both houses of Congress. He should have put through a national voter ID bill. This liberal hysteria, open borders, it's tearing our country apart. The war on Trump is tearing our country apart. And I hope Americans are watching the behavior of the government right now. And I don't just mean what they're seeing on corporate media. Because this is not how government is supposed to work. Apparently, former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly basically broke with Donald Trump on immigration issues and the need for a security wall. And Kelly had not spoken freely of his time in the Trump administration since leaving in January. So Kelly shared his thoughts on Wednesday during a Q&A at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. And he disapproves of the president's decision to declare a national emergency in order to secure funds to build the border wall. Well, that wall does need to be built. The entirety of the wall needs to be built, all the way from San Diego to the Rio Grande. Amazing. Over in Europe, Professor Ruud Koopmans has, based on his 20-year-long studies on integration and assimilation, said that no Western society has managed to fully integrate Muslims. Now, Koopmans is a professor of sociology at Humboldt University in Berlin. And he's just said Muslims are more difficult to integrate than other immigrant groups. Some groups will integrate very quickly, others will not. So, and the globalists, the open border people, they were out there saying, "Oh yeah, they'll come on in. Yeah, they'll just settle right down. It's going to be fine here." Anyway, apparently, over at Facebook, CEO Mark Zuckerberg made a major proclamation that the future of Facebook is one focused on private communication. This article, which is also on CNBC, basically says there's no reason to believe him. Based on Zuckerberg's history, there's no reason to believe him. Facebook will still be violating your privacy. All right, let me just skip on down here because it's time to get into human-caused global warming. All right. Let's see. Give me just a second here. All right. We are now looking at Winter Storm Taylor, and it's bringing huge amounts of snow into Minnesota, Nebraska, and other Midwest states. They're estimating totals could reach 1 foot. By the way, Bernie Sanders is blaming climate change for the Alabama tornado death toll. He starts out saying, the science is clear. Then why were all your predictions from the 1990s and the 2000s flat out wrong there, Bernie? Now, the good news is for people who are living in those parts of the country affected by the storm, the airlines are waiving change fees. And the four biggest airliners, Delta, United, American, and Southwest, they're all issuing flexible rebooking waivers so that if you miss a flight due to the weather, you can get on another flight without being charged extra, which I think was decent for them to do. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about human-caused global warming. And for those of you that like to ski and you live in the area, Lake Tahoe's ski season has been extended until July 7th. And apparently last month broke the resort's record for the most snowfall in a month. Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows has already seen 50 feet of snow. Their normal yearly average is 37 feet. And we still have a chunk of winter left to get through. back in 1989, the United Nations was predicting that if global warming is not checked by 2000, entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth. Entire nations, do you hear me, could be wiped off the face of the earth. Coastal flooding, crop failures. And obviously that didn't happen. So, again, we all like to recycle, but apparently some towns are trashing their recycling programs. And a lot of it goes back to 2017 when China began to restrict how much foreign trash, recycling materials, it would buy. In case you wondered where the recycled products were going, they were literally being put on ships and sent to China. And so basically, towns are going back to just throwing it all into the landfill. Now, interestingly enough, story out of the Daily Bell says that skeptics of human-caused climate change, of which I am one, tend to be more environmentally conscious than people who believe climate change is undeniably caused by human action. There was a study last year, and it found that climate change skeptics were more likely than the most ardent believers to adjust their personal behavior to be environmentally conscious. And I think that's true. It's certainly true of Claire and I. We think human-caused global warming is a hoax. But we recycle. You know, we're easy on the environment. And I think maybe people think that by being fanatical believers and saying that the environment is being destroyed by other humans, it means they don't have to take responsibility for their own actions. You know, hey, if they're out there being environmentally irresponsible, then why should I try and do anything? Okay. Good news for you space enthusiasts, and again, I am one of them. The SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down successfully in the Atlantic. And so the flight was a complete success from launch to docking with the ISS to getting back down to Earth. And so good on that. And this means we can disentangle from having to use the Russian rockets. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.